great, you can do it as well. Get your life back. Go to ReliefFactor.com. 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 Or call 1-800-500-8384.
Right now, the Home Depot has select special order Anderson windows and patio doors for 15% off. If you've been waiting for just the right time to upgrade, you're in luck. You're also in good company. J.D. Power has recognized Anderson for outstanding customer satisfaction with windows and patio doors. So stop waiting and start saving. Select Anderson windows and patio doors, 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 11th. See store for details.
If you've got goals, GNC's got your protein. Check out all the top brands and bestsellers from Optimum and MuscleTech and get undefeated protein performance from GNC Ampwaybolic. It's GNC's number one selling protein of all time. Plus trending in-store exclusives from Ghost and Performix and taste bud busting flavors like cereal milk, fruity charms, and Tahitian vanilla. All that protein power is backed by GNC's price match guarantee. If you find a lower national brand price, GNC will beat it by a buck. Visit your GNC to get the right protein formula for your goals.
Maybe the salesperson was telling the truth. Maybe lots of people do love their timeshares and don't mind the higher fees, lack of availability, and added pressure to always buy more timeshare while on vacation. But if your timeshare doesn't fit your life, do what thousands have already done. Call ResortRelease.com to cancel your timeshare today. Resort Release will help you get rid of that timeshare once and for all. They're the nation's most trusted timeshare exit company. A-plus rated and accredited with a Better Business Bureau. ResortRelease.com guarantees to get that timeshare off your hands and out of your life, or you don't pay. That's right, they'll do a free case review for you. It's legal, it's permanent, and the moment that timeshare is gone, you can start planning the getaway you really want. 2018's maintenance fee bill will arrive any day now. Get out now before you pay that fee. Visit ResortRelease.com or call them at 888-308-5955 to see if you qualify. That's 888-308-5955. Call now.
Okay, from the start.
Acerola cherry.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, asparagus, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Mangosteen.
Pineapple, sweet potato.
Papaya. Parsley, peach.
You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, all of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
You know, it's been barely a week, and already my skin is better.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black here in Dallas, Texas. Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit?
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS. Or
TexasSuperfood.com.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Okay, Tiki and Tierney back here on CBS Sports Radio. Tiki, I know it's not the Giants. We're going to get to this top of the hour here. I know it's not the Giants' way to, you know, get the old firing squad out early.
Yeah.
They always err on the side of let's give, even coaches who are seemingly really over their head every chance to fight their way out of it.
Yeah.
They might have to reconsider their template here, because now you have players walking out of practice.
Yeah. Now
walking out of practice.
We'll talk about this deeper after we do our rankings here, but a little bit of the backstory is Eli Apple has been bad at right corner and just can't get his head around, right? Last year he played okay. This year he's been bad. And so he got benched last weekend, and DRC, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, took his spot. And then at halftime, they wanted him to go back into the slot. And from what I'm hearing, potentially play some wide receiver, right? So he took his pads off at halftime, said, I'm not playing.
You ever see that before?
Never. Never. And so as we're finding the details of the story, I'm like, well, who's he mad at? Is he mad at Spags, the defensive coordinator? Is he mad at McAdoo? Like, what's going on here? It gets deeper because, as BT just alluded to, he goes into practice goes over today and basically says, I quit, type of thing, because of what's going on. It's essentially become like inmates running the asylum right now. And that's not a good thing for a team that's 0-5. And doesn't seemingly have prospects for a win on the horizon as they go out to Denver this week. So, I mean, it's getting ugly quick.
Yeah, obviously we'll get more into this. But, you know, if you haven't followed the Giants, who are just on a you know, peripheral level, and you think, wow, you know, maybe the Giants are going to go 2-14 this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing around the corner that suggests that it's about to get better at all. It's seemingly getting worse, so we'll get back to that at the top of the hour. But it is a Wednesday here, Teak, so we rank them on the show, and we'll give you guys a chance, and we'll put it up on social media, a few different options, things that we've used topical, rather than just coming out and, you know, picking out ourselves, give you the option, as we like to say, give you a little ownership of the show. And one of the options was, and this was based on the Monster Soccer update, which you and I spent the first, Monster Upset, which you and I spent the first hour on to start last night with Team USA failing to qualify for the World Cup for the first time in 32 years. One of the options was biggest upsets of all time in sports. Mm-hmm. And that's the people have spoken. That's what they voted for. So we'll rank them. You ready?
Yep.
You got a good list?
I do.
You sure?
I'm pretty positive.
Let's find out. Let's rank them. Go.
Everybody loves lists. Who's the best? Who doesn't belong at the top? Tiki and Tierney give you a different top 10 every week and help you rank them. Number 10.
Number 10 for me. It just happened. United States men's national team misses on the World Cup.
This guy's a prisoner of the moment.
Prisoner of the moment. First time in 32 years. A couple of things had to go right for them. They didn't for many of the other games. And then they owned gold themselves, got down 2-0 at the half, and were only able to score one more. And for the first time in 32 years, they are sitting home next year at the World Cup because they lost to Trinidad and Tobago.
It's a good one. You can make the case that could be higher. I mess around. Prisoner of the moment. You can't overstate how damaging that was. That was terrible. All right, T, number 10 for me is one of the worst losses I've had as a fan. And it wasn't just one. It was four in a row. Yankees led the Red Sox 3-0 in 2004. Yeah. And that's at that point the Yankees curse of the Bambino. All these, you know, mystical, whimsical ways. We own the Red Sox. They're never going to beat us no matter what happens. You know, who's your daddy? Pedro.
Owned.
Brady Little. You name it. It went in our benefit usually. The year before, Aaron Boone going yard, going on to the World Series, which we lost to the Marlins. But somehow, in 2004, the Yankees stormed out to a 3-0 lead and became the first baseball team to flush that lead down the toilet, which was unimaginable considering the way the previous game went. You know, basically, it was like, I don't know, I forget, 18-5. I was at a wedding in Saratoga, and I sat at the bar, I just left the wedding, watching this game. Yankees won, like, they scored almost 20 runs. Like, the Red Sox were dead until they weren't. Number 10, the Red Sox somehow coming back and beating the Yankees despite being down 3-0 in 2004.
This is number 9.
This is one of my favorite. I love the Olympics. And so in 2000, Rulon Gardner beat Alexander Karelin.
It's a big one.
Karelin was 13 years a champion. He had 9 world championships and the highest that Rulon Gardner had ever finished was fifth at the World Championships. He beat him in overtime 1-0 because Carolyn, you can see up there, he's jacked. Carolyn let go of a grip. They were grappling together. He let go of his grip for 10 seconds and gave Rulon Gardner 1 point. He ends up winning. This is a monumental upset.
Why did he let go of his grip?
Because he's just trying to reposition. It wasn't intentional. Oh. It just happened. He let go of the grip.
He pounced.
Gardner held his. 1 point, Gardner.
One zip. Okay, Teak, number nine for me. Boise State over Oklahoma. You got to go back to the 2007 Fiesta Bowl. Now, there's been a lot of cute stories in college football. Teams that, you know, smaller non-Power 5 conferences that have good seasons and, you know, are in the discussion mid-season. Well, if this happens and that happens. I mean, but for Boise State to get to the Fiesta Bowl. By the way, isn't that the game that the kid from Boise State proposed to the cheerleader?
Yes.
It was, right? That was just a cool story. I was all for Boise State. That wasn't anti-Oklahoma.
I'm forgetting his name now.
I'm forgetting his name as well. I thought it was a great story that really encapsulates what college sport is supposed to be about. Chances and the unknown, and you just really never do know. That was pretty awesome. Nice job, Boise State. Number nine for me.
Number eight,
1983, NC State beats Houston in the national championship. NC State had to beat a lot of good teams, including the Virginia Cavaliers, on their way to getting this done.
Beat Ralph Sampson. You're right. At that point, you deserve it.
You're right.
Yeah.
Derek Wittenberg, he launched a desperation shot. He said it was a pass subsequently.
Sure it was.
Lorenzo Charles catches it, dunks it in, and Jimmy V gets his national championship. That was monumental because Houston was stacked.
Oh, they were so five slam and jam. Are you kidding me? I could see Jimmy still forever. Just his coat's a mess and his tie's flying. He's looking for somebody to hug. That was crazy. I can't say that I saw that in real time, though.
No, I didn't. The
next year was when I really started watching the Final Four. All right, Teak, number eight for me. How about this? When an indestructible force gets reduced to rubble in a sport of physical brute strength, it's a shock. And when Ronda Rousey lost to Holly Holm, I mean, and we had both on the show, that was back in 2015. I mean, that was huge. And that really, in essence, was the end.
It was shocking.
That was the end.
Yeah, because she was finishing people in, like, seconds.
12 seconds, 13 seconds, 42 seconds, just an unbeatable, seemingly, figure. Until she wasn't. Rousey goes down. Number eight for me.
Number seven.
The little school beats the big school. 2007. Appalachian State over UM.
At the big house.
That one was big. We all know that one. At the big house.
It's a good call.
Made Appalachian State, like, famous a little bit.
It did a little bit. At the big house, too. Didn't they block a punt, bring it back for the win? Or field goal. They did.
Field goal.
All right, number seven, 2009 was a very good year. Tiger Woods was still pretty damn good back in 2009. So I'm sitting there and I'm watching, who's Y.E. Yang? And why is he beating Tiger Woods in a major? Why are we watching this? But as you can see by the footage, as a dejected, inconsolable Tiger slinks off the green and Y.E. pumps his fist in adulation and just fiery excitement, he beat him at the the PGA Championship. Bob May, there's always been historical. That's the one where you get some quirky occurrences. But Tiger was still pretty much Tiger in 2009, and he lost to Y.E. Yang. By the way, Y.E. Yang hasn't done much since, if anything.
I forgot his name.
Yeah, that was a big one. Y.E. Yang beats Tiger.
Number six.
This happened earlier in the year, BT. UNLV is not a powerhouse, but they were a 45-point favorite over HBC Howard, historically black college. Howard beat them, and if you had bet on Howard on the money line.
Yeah. What was this again?
Plus 71,500. 71.
Wait, so
$71,500.
Oh, that's right.
It was epic.
So if you bet $100 on Howard to win, you win $71,500.
Why
didn't we bet that game? We bet every game on the show. We always talk about spreads. Good guys. You know what? It's a good call. That's a really good one. Back in 2006, there's always been Cinderellas, but back in 2006, we weren't yet conditioned. You know, Butler hadn't got there yet. Some of these other smaller teams sneaking in, going to the Final Four. You might win a game or two, get to the Sweet 16, but when George Mason got to the Final Four, granted the national semi game wasn't very competitive, but the Colonials, George Mason with Coach Larrañaga getting to the Final Four, that was huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it was incredible. Great job by George Mason. Number six for me.
Number five.
Pre-BT, but I guess kind of the reason he's a Jets fan. Joe Namath. Willie Joe Namath. I guarantee we will beat the Colts. You know what? He did.
Yeah, he did.
1969 Super Bowl III, Jets over Colts. That was epic.
I might be getting to that at some point on my list. Number five for me, the 1994 Denver Nuggets. A relatively obscure figure, but they should be because they beat the number one seed Seattle Sonics. That image of Dikembe Mutombo, like he's on the ground and he's got the ball over his head. You're talking Gary Payton. You're talking Sean Kemp. You're talking Detlef Schrempf. That Sonics team, they were beastly. I don't know how the Nuggets won that. 1994, that's number five for me.
Number four.
I think Mike Tyson said this after the fact, but everybody got a game plan until they get hit in the jaw. Well, Buster Douglas hit him in the jaw, and he was scrambling on the ground for his mouthpiece.
Yep.
Buster Douglas in 1990 knocking out Mike Tyson when he was invincible, seemingly. That's a huge one.
That's a good one. Number four for me, you listen to the show long enough, at some point, invariably, I will reference the Villanova win over Georgetown, which really helped catapult me into this lifelong obsession, love for college hoops. I mean, first of all, they played the near-perfect game. They shot 70-something percent. And by the way, rest in peace, Rolly. Rolly left us pretty recently. Rolly Massimino passed away. But that Georgetown team, Teak, they were the most frightening team I've ever seen. They would just press you for 40 minutes and obliterate you. I still don't know how Villanova won, but the record books say they did.
Number three.
And that's why it's number three. Villanova over Georgetown for the national championship. It was epic. I can't describe it any better than BT.
Harold Jensen didn't miss a shot. I think he was 7 for 7. We could talk all day about that. All right, number three. You mentioned the 1969 Super Bowl. Listen, it legitimized the AFL by the Jets winning. They were nearly 17-point underdogs. Mm-hmm. Imagine a Super Bowl now where the team is favored by nearly 20 points. It's almost unfathomable. So I don't know how they won that either. They didn't, and he didn't even throw a touchdown that game. He ran a couple, low scoring game. But the Jets beating the Colts was, nobody saw that coming, except of course Joe Willie.
Number two.
The one better than the New York Jets would be the New York Giants beating the greatest team ever assembled. The 2007 New England Patriots went undefeated in the regular season, were on their way until Eli and David Tyree got nasty on them and they beat them. Yep. New York Giants ruining the perfect season. Miami Dolphins popping champagne, probably again because I'm talking about it
right now.
That's
right. That should be on a lot of lists. That's a big one. That's a good one. I just don't like the Giants. I couldn't put them on mine. number two, you mentioned Buster Douglas, and I also mentioned the Holly Holm Ronda Rousey fight, but the seemingly impenetrable, you know, force field that was around Rousey, all those fights, I mean, that was times a million for Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson just emerged from the curtain with the black shoes and the robe, and I didn't think anybody could beat Tyson. Yeah. He got his ass handed to him that night. I don't know how hard he trained, but Buster Douglas knocking out Mike, wow, stunner.
Number one.
Now, here's the one that I know BT and I have the same one because it was one of the most amazing moments in U.S. sports history. Do you believe in miracles?
You're speaking for both of us on this one.
Absolutely.
Al Michaels getting his start.
Al Michaels launched himself into immortality.
Yeah. Wasn't the gold medal game, by the way.
It was not.
A lot of people forget that.
But the call was gold medal-esque.
Platinum, actually, if there was such a medal in the Olympics. Right. Great call. Good job.
That was this week's Rank 'Em with Tiki and Tierney.
Okay, good job there. We'll get them up on social media. Obviously, you guys can weigh in. Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. Tiki and Tierney coming up third hour on this show. All right, so the Giants are so without leadership that now players take it upon themselves to walk out of practice. And we'll get to that more.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with getting a bonus. That's why the O'Rewards program at O'Reilly Auto Parts makes so much sense. When you sign up, you get a point for every dollar you spend. And when you give them your email address, you get your points fast and on the go. As an added bonus, for every 150 points, you get $5. It's quick, easy, and it's free. Why wouldn't you do that? Learn more at your O'Reilly's or at O'Rewards.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we debunk myths and shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number one comes from KDP.
Salt is bad for everyone on the planet, and no one even needs that, because, like, I read that on a blog.
Okay, let's shake it up. Here's the truth. Everyone needs salt. Like we need water, salt is essential to human life. It can help keep our muscles strong and brain running smoothly. In fact, it's actually one of the nutrients that makes every cell in your body function. And that's pretty important, right, Katie?
I guess.
Everything's better with a little salt. Find out more at alittlesalt.org.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
See something? Smell something? Do something. When your basement or crawl space smells, don't ignore it. Odors, mold, and harmful pollutants come from too much moisture and not enough air circulation, making your home unhealthy. Do something. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. Experts recommend ventilation instead of dehumidifiers to reduce moisture and expel harmful gases and pollutants. Wave moisture control units continuously dry out your home, transforming it into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Wave units cost only pennies a day to operate, and there are no buckets to empty. Call Wave today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com or call 1-888-964-9283.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that